Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Going to cover it all today, folks, but sadly, most of what we will covering are things that we should not be covering. What we should be covering are things like the Biden family's crooked business deals. But you know what I found when I looked for that stuff? I didn't find anything on Hunter Biden. I didn't find any new updates on investigations going on into him. You know what's interesting? You remember this guy? What was his name? John, I don't even remember, Durham? Whatever happened to John Durham's reports and all the investigation stuff he was doing? Remember, we were supposed to get this before the election cycle over 2 years ago. Haven't heard peep out of John Durham.
Oh, John Durham, he's been put on the job. John Durham will get it done. John Durham. No, Kevin, he's very methodical.
Methodical? To a fault. How methodical do you have to be? You've got Hunter Biden's notebook. You've got multiple things in. I mean, how many things do we need to hear about Hunter Biden before somebody says, you know what? It does appear that maybe there is something going on with this guy. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Speaking of the Biden family and crime, what about crime in general? We've almost become desensitized to crime. It's like crime is just expected.
Oh, three people were shot the other day walking the streets at a banana shop, ice cream parlor.
I mean, nightclubs? Yeah. I mean, I grew up, I knew you could get shot at a nightclub. At least black nightclubs, you could certainly get shot at multiple times. I've heard about those. I've never been, thankfully, in a nightclub where it got shot up, but I've certainly heard the stories. Now, I was in college at least three times, not more than that. Nightclubs that I used to hang out at would get shot up. Thankfully, I wasn't there. But I'm talking about crime in general, desensitization to crime. So we've got all these big cities, murder rates soaring, rape, sexual assault soaring, break-ins, car thefts, you name it, soaring. But you go look at their stats.
Oh, our stats are down. No, it's not. That's not true. We are, we're much more safe than we were before.
Why is everybody afraid to walk the streets? Yeah, look. The same thing is happening with COVID and that death poke. Same thing that happens to crime. Crime stats aren't going down. Crime's not being reported. They say things like, look, man, your car got jacked. Do you really want to report it? Do you really think we can get it back? Well, I got to file it on my insurance. Oh, okay, whatever. You think vandalism, all the things that happen. How much of crime do you estimate gets reported? If you're one of these people that thinks that crime is 100% reported, you probably believe that there was no cheating in the election. You probably believe that, yes, the COVID vaccines were safe and effective. I could give you lots of things you believed. All lies. Remember the Cash App guy killed in San Francisco, came back, stabbed multiple times. And I heard people wouldn't even help him. He was crying for help. Help, help, help. Nobody helped him. Walking by, doody, doody, doody. Where were we going to pick up the San Francisco trolley or whatever? People just walked over this guy. Ignored it. I saw this case once where a girl was dragged into a van, sexually assaulted. Two guys. Big dude dragging this woman. She's walking on the street. I'm not talking about a streetwalker. I'm talking about a woman, like, headed to the market. People see this dude drag this woman into a van. He sexually assaults her in the van, right? He didn't even move the van into an alley. And I guess they believe if you see this van a rocking, don't come a knocking, because nobody reported this woman who is yelling and screaming, stop, stop, stop. I guess they go, oh, well, it's just a domestic dispute. It's crazy. Two Wisconsin cops were killed in a routine traffic stop. Wow. Routine. No such thing. We'll talk more about that in a bit. And I covered a lot of this on a sneak peek that I did because it's worth talking about. These are stories that have metaphorical meanings. They should cause you to think deeper. It's one thing to, again, we can interpret it. Here's a headline. Think what you want to think about it. But when something causes you to think deeper, what is the meaning of this? That's when I feel like you're learning. We're learning together in many cases. You guys would be surprised at how many folks will send me a note. Kevin, so here's what's going on in my city, and I just want to tell you, here's my take. And I'm thinking, wow, that was brilliant. Who was I talking to the other day? He brought up something, and I thought I had never thought about it from that perspective. I think it was Lawrence, and we were talking about Spike Lee. And he says, Kevin, do you know Spike Lee really tells the black condition in his movies? What, in other words, Spike Lee will tell you that blacks are racist against each other, like in School Days. The light-skinned blacks were considered better than the dark-skinned blacks. And he showed you all the jealousies that happened in School Days among black people. But he exonerates. He glosses over that. But he will give you white racism full frontal, right? But we were talking about this, and we went movie by movie, because I've seen almost all Spike Lee movies. And, you know, Lawrence was right. The other thing that Spike Lee does is he talks about the human condition. In Mo' Better Blues, he had a dude who was a great musician, played by Denzel Washington, and another guy who thought he was a good musician. He was pretty good, played by Wesley Snipes. And they're fighting for the girl, etc. And you saw the human condition in a very well-made movie. I like the movie Mo' Better Blues. It's, you know, you might not, because Spike Lee's got a kind of a strange way of making films, but good film. She's Gotta Have It, his very first film. Very interesting films. But they expose the black condition and even the human condition. I got to leave it there for now, folks. We'll be right back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The executive director of the San Jose Police Union has now been charged with distributing opioids. The Department of Homeland Security says that the U.S. Attorney's Office has charged a civilian, 64-year-old Joanne Segovia, with ordering thousands of opioids and other pills to her home between October of 2015 and January of this year. This is a photo of her from her LinkedIn page. Investigators believe she used both personal and work computers to then distribute those pills across the U.S. A spokesperson for the San Jose Police Officers Association responded to these charges, saying, quote, no one at the POA is involved or had prior knowledge of the alleged acts. The board of directors is saddened and disappointed at hearing this news, and we have pledged to provide our full support to the investigative authorities.
Sounds like this woman should have pulled the Hillary Clinton defense of, you don't know what my intent was to do with these opioid pills. Oh, my goodness. You got the union, police union running in opioid, Breaking Bad in real life here. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You wonder why crime is rampant in these cities? The cops are in cahoots with the crooks. I'm not condemning cops. You guys know that. I love cops. I love that. I love that they want to protect me. They don't give me tickets. Stuff like that. I wish I could do something about these red light cameras in Scottsdale, though. God. I got snagged by one of those. I had to go to defensive driving. I did comedy defensive driving. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about this fire commissioner, Don Carmigli, was it Carmignani? He got beat up in San Francisco, and somebody said his neighbors of the former San Francisco fire commissioner said no one is safe in this city. He was brutally attacked by a transient who had a metal crowbar just steps away from his family's front door. Carmignani was attacked a day after the Cash App founder, Bob Lee, was stabbed to death by an unknown assailant early last week. Carmignani is 53 years old, was leaving his mother's home at about 7 p.m. in the Marina District when he was accosted by a man waving an industrial metal crowbar, friends of the ex-commissioner told the media. San Francisco police later arrested Garrett Doty, 24, who was booked on assault with a deadly weapon. They said he was at his mother's house when he noticed Doty and two other transients blocking the driveway. When Carmignani asked him to move, he was bludgeoned in the back of the head by Doty, which injured the former smoke eater's skull and brain. Smoke eater, I guess it's a fireman. It says, Doty was actually seen swinging the pipe and walking around the neighborhood after the attack. It's dangerous here. And the fact that this could happen to a big guy like Don Carmignani tells us it could happen to anybody in any neighborhood in San Francisco. Now, let's stop for a second and ask ourselves, what happens if there's a gun? What happens if Doty thinks the guy has a gun? Amazing. I think it would have been a totally different outcome. Now, you get hit in the back of the head. Anybody can, you can get what they call a sucker punched. But just the idea that I don't know where his mom lives. I don't know whether there aren't that many bad places in San Francisco. You know what I mean? I mean, theoretically, it's not like the hard ghetto of Compton. I'm sure there's some sketchy neighborhoods. I've been there, and I've stayed close to some war zones. But the idea, the war zone to me when I was coming up and going to San Francisco was where all the sort of the transsexuals and all that hung out. But that's all over the place now. That's just San Francisco. The city of poop maps. He said, they give you statistics after they, always after a story.
Well, here are the statistics. It's very safe in our location, in our town here.
None of these cities are safe. Not one. It doesn't matter what the demographic makeup is, which typically heavily black. Just is. Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit. Anywhere from 60-70% black. All the white folks say, y'all can have the city, we'll take the suburbs. Here are the numbers though, folks. While overall violent crime fell 13.6% from 2019 to 2022. I don't believe that, by the way. Homicides in San Francisco rose, you ready for this number? 36.6%. Going from 41 homicides to 56 in the city of 815,000 people. Violent crimes had an uptick of 7.5%. Oh, in single digits, that's pretty good. Over the past 3 years. While property crime, you ready? Has exploded to 20.7% over the past 3 years. So I want to remind you, they said, overall crime, violent crime, fell 13.6%. But murders are up 36.6%. Violent crimes up 7.5%. And property crime exploded to 20.7%. I'm trying to figure out what went down. Theft of Dunkin' Donuts? What went down? What are, okay, sexual assault? Did that go down so much that it's a statistical anomaly? I mean, if sexual assault drops 40% in a year, then you got a serial rapist who moved. Are you kidding? These numbers don't even jive. They said neighbors saw Carminini getting attacked and were able to pull him into the house and call 911. They watched this happen. He's lucky, to be honest with you. They go on to say this, Alito Veronese, he ran for district attorney. The city is in absolute chaos because we will continue to spiral in this doom loop. These tech titans like Bob Lee are pulling their employees out of San Francisco. Even Lee left the city and he was murdered while he was visiting. That's the thing that was worse to me was that this guy died and he died coming back to visit probably a city that he loved. Unbelievable. And this is the very mayor that went out and was shocked to see all the needles and the feces all over her city. And this is still occurring on a daily basis. How pathetic. I remind you, this is also the city where you can shoplift, get away with it, nobody cares. Just walk out of your CVS, whatever you want.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's very personal in Louisville, Kentucky for Mayor Craig Greenberg.
Last year, I survived a workplace shooting, and now yesterday, I've lost a very close friend in another workplace shooting.
Police say yesterday's shooter legally bought the rifle he used to kill five and wound half a dozen others at a bank in downtown Louisville. President Biden's heading to Ireland and Northern Ireland for a four-day trip. He'll mark the 25th anniversary of the U.S.-brokered Good Friday Agreement. Democrats will hold next year's national convention in Chicago, which beat out New York and Atlanta. Watching every NFL game this fall on YouTube TV will cost you $349 if you are already a subscriber, if not $449. DirecTV charged just under $300 for all the games last season. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is okay to be fat. It's okay. I know. Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm just telling you, you have permission to be fat. But you also have permission to know that people are going to notice. If somebody gains 50 pounds and you haven't seen them, and you don't say anything... If you were my friend and I gained 50, I would be like, why? Do you not notice me? I'm 20 pounds overweight right now. Okay, 25. And I'm a chubster. I'm okay with that. But there are people, I mean, for the most part in my life, I've been completely in shape. I mean, just ripped. A mountain of a man. A rock. But not so much anymore. Getting old. So, when I hear people talk about these, and I'm getting to this thing because there's this girl, they call her a fat activist. And as you can imagine, she advocates for fat people. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. America is sliding on a slippery slope because no matter what hand life deals you, you have a reason to whine about your cards. Too poor, you get in trouble, you blame poverty. Too rich, you get in trouble, you blame affluenza. There is literally a name and excuse for any perceived problem. And now, folks, if we hadn't gone far enough, people want special rights for being fat. In New York, and then there's some other states that are looking into legislation to stop the discrimination against fat people, which always makes me chuckle because in Hollywood, California, if you want to do anything with the studios, you can discriminate against everybody. You're too fat, you're too thin, you're too black, you're too white, you're too ethnic, you're too straightforward, whatever. You don't have, you too ugly, I don't like your hair, I don't like that accent, you can name it. Go look it up. Hollywood has carte blanche to discriminate. Carte blanche. According to the New York Times, the state of New York is considering a bill that would ban, are you ready for this? Weight discrimination in hiring and housing. Now, again, I believe that as an employer, in housing, I don't think you should discriminate against anybody. You could be Jabba the Hutt, and somebody should be able to rent your house or whatever. Or you want to buy a house? I'll put it this way. I don't know of anybody. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. But I don't know of many people that said, no, I'd love to rent you the place, but you're just too fat. Can you make first last month's rent and give me a security deposit? Yep, okay, get your fat butt in there. No problem. I just don't know anybody like this. Now, I'm not telling you that it doesn't exist. I'm just telling you I don't know anybody. I find it very interesting that this is what we're dealing with here. Fat discrimination. In hiring, I do believe there are some guidelines. For example, the military has a BMI. I talked about it the other day. The military says you have to have a certain body mass index because we're going to run you through a series of rigors. And even though I don't care if my chef is fat, the cook, in terms of military readiness, everybody in the military is theoretically ready to go to war, no matter what their role is. So the military can, quote, discriminate. They don't accept people with certain ailments. Is that, do they get sued by the Americans for civil, disabilities, whatever? ADLA, American Disabilities, something. I don't know the names of all these things, but you know what I'm talking about. The military says, we can't accept you have asthma. On behalf of all asthmatics, I want to sue the military. Be good. Really? You know, I mean, if that's your ailment, maybe there are some jobs you can't do. Discrimination is based on the role. I don't know about you, but I don't want a 600-pound cop on the beat. You know, where every time he takes a step, he looks like Fat Albert jiggling down the road. Hey,
you criminal, stop. Stop in the name of the law.
You know, I want a fit dude that can run somebody down. Wow, man, I find this story incredible, seriously. So, fat activist Victoria Abraham claims that getting others to lose weight and join the fatties is not her mission. She's not trying to get the world to capitulate to being smaller. Yeah, losing weight. She says that's not what she's about. But what she is about is she wants to change the perception people may have about fat people. I find that very interesting. You want to change perception? I'll put it this way. I want to change the perception of what people think about black folks. I do. I don't like people looking at black people going, affirmative action, didn't study his heart, probably a militant, all about social justice, votes Democrat. There's lots of perceptions. Probably part of the criminal element, rape culture, whatever. All these things that are negative about black folks, whatever the perception is, I want it changed. I want people to look at a black man or a woman and go, wow, great family values, probably studied very hard, tops of their class, raised good kids, God-loving, very education-oriented, pro-American, blah, blah, blah. I want to change people's perception, but I'm not looking at legislation. You need to change the way people view black people, and I need some legislation to make them. Really? So that's going to do it, huh? That's going to do it. Black folks will, if Kevin Jackson wants black people to be perceived differently, I'm going to go legislate it, and you white folks, you will perceive us differently. Oh, my name is not Kevin X. She told the Times, as Victoria Abraham, there's a perception that you're lazy and unable to do work. People don't even realize that they have that bias. I don't know. I know this. When I'm picking my team, I usually don't pick the fat kid. That's my bias. I pick that kid that looks like he's been practicing. Whatever the sport, hockey, basketball, hoops, track and field. The Olympics has a couple of things for fatties. If you're a hammer thrower or maybe a discus thrower, you're probably big. I'll be honest with you. You're not fat. You're just big. I don't think there are fat people in the Olympics. Certainly not morbidly obese. I've never seen a fat guy win the 100 or the 200 or any race for that matter, unless it was a race full of fatties. I don't know, coaches. I think coaches look at people and go, yeah, that kid there, he's fat. I don't think you're going to make the team, kid. You're going to have to come back after you've lost some weight. When we went to military school, we used to have fat camp. Kids would show up. We'd look at them and go, okay, fat camp. And for the first 2 weeks, you had to lose a certain amount of weight. It was the Marine Military Academy. We were not going to let you become a part of the Marine Military Academy family until you lost some of that weight, fat kid. These are kids spent all summer eating ice cream and bonbon and then go to military school. What were your parents thinking? There's a bigger picture to all this fatty stuff, by the way, folks. Hang in there. You know I'm not going to leave you hanging. But it's not a ridicule. It's an observation. Kid come, I remember this one kid, I swear, this kid was in fat camp 2 summers. We got him skinny, sent him home, he got fat again. They came back and we put him back into fat camp. But the drill instructors, the coaches, all the cadets who were the leaders, we'd say, fat camp, fat camp, fat camp. And what was funny, we'd see the parents of these kids come during the first break where they could see their kids. And you see the look on their like, what happened to you? Wow, I lost a kid. Some of these kids would lose 30, 40 pounds. Fast. We made them into lean, mean fighting machines, which is what we were supposed to do. I don't want a fat military. I don't want a fat police corps. I don't want fat firemen. But it doesn't mean fat people can't go do jobs. Fat people do jobs every day. By the way, I love fat folks. I got a lot of them in my family. And I got a lot of friends that are fat. And they tell me, oh, can I know I'm fat? I'm really? Thanks for telling me. I don't care. I don't care if my dry cleaner's fat. I don't care if my grocer's fat. In fact, I kind of like it when my chef is fat because I think he's back there tasting his food. But there are certain things that I don't want fat, and I don't want it legislated either. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Do you have a bias against fat people? I will say this. I have an opinion a lot of times. Yeah. And it's in the context of it. For example, if I see if I'm at a sporting event and I see somebody that's on a team that's kind of fat, well, I go, that's probably the manager or somebody. That's a symbolic role because that person's not going to play. Or you see a Little League baseball team and you see the fat kid. You know what I think? That kid, he's not ready to go. There was a kid, he played baseball with my son, my youngest son, and he, this kid was chubby. His dad was a master sergeant in the Marine Corps. He says, sees me one time, he's like, hey, Kev, he says, have you seen Glenn? I was like, no, man. He's like, man, he goes, this kid runs every day. He's been running 2 miles every day for the last year. And then this kid walks up. I didn't even recognize him. this kid was now fit. That was it. And there was nothing triggered him. People weren't teasing him like, look at Fatso out there. There was none of that. So, do you have a bias? I have a bias. I'll tell you this. I notice when you're fat. I notice when you're trying to cover up being fat. You know, when you're wearing something a little looser. I get it. I see the colors, too. Vertical stripes, whatever. Look, folks. When they got to cut open a special door opening for you, you're probably too fat. And you probably will be judged. And sometimes harshly, people will say, God, you know, that person lost his child or her. What's this show, The Whale, about? Isn't it tragedy or something that happened in Brandon Fraser's character's life? I don't know. Why do people become alcoholics? Why do people become homeless? I talked to a homeless guy who was a Wall Street broker, very successful, lost his wife and his daughter in a car wreck. I was blown away. Struck up a conversation with a homeless dude who just didn't seem like he should be there. And I don't remember how it came up. I was either in New York or Chicago. I honestly can't remember where. And we were striking up a conversation. And he told me, he says, well, man, he says, I'll tell you this. When I lost my wife and my daughter, that's what did it for me. And I just remember going, wow. And I talked to him for about 7 minutes. And he told me his story in that length of time. And I got it. And here's the thing. I see homeless people. I'll be honest with you. I don't judge. You know what I say to myself? There, but by the grace of God, go I. I don't know their circumstances. But I know this. I'm not any better. Circumstances are such easily changeable that you could be right there where you think you can't be. I watch this show of the morbidly obese trying to lose hundreds of pounds. Generally, they need a full-time caregiver. In more than one episode, there's always somebody taking care of them. They can't do for themselves. I've watched multiple EMT personnel have to load a person using a Hoyer lift and put them on a gurney or in a wheelchair because no single person can get this person out of bed. Fat, folks, in most cases, is a choice. The same way you make life choices. Who you're going to marry, have babies by, what school you're going to go to, if you're going to go to school, not go to school. Are you going to study or not study? Are you going to perform or not perform? Are you going to complain or just do your job? It is a choice. And undoubtedly, obesity can be linked to some trauma in people's lives. But that condition is rarely physiological. Rarely is obesity something that is, you know, I mean, it could be thyroid or whatever, but it's very rare. It's generally life's choices. And it could be linked to trauma, but in some cases it's not. It's just linked to a lack of will, etc. And there's nothing this lady's going to do to change it. This is Victoria Abramson, that's who we're talking about, who wants to make you think differently about fat folks. And for the record, I don't have any problem with fat people. I have fat friends, family members, other friends and family who will join the ranks of the fat very soon. I'm not exactly the picture of slim right now. Their weight has no bearing on how I and many others feel about them. But I would hate to break my leg hiking and expect one of my fat friends to go run and get help. I want my fittest friend there to go, Charles, you've run a marathon. Go get me help. And find Lassie. It's unbelievable that we are even dealing with situations like this. Only in America, folks, are we looking to get rights to people who make bad decisions. Stop putting food in your mouth. I was with one of my buddies. He's talking about his wife gaining a little weight. He says, hey, she's gaining weight. And I just told her, I have the solution. And he makes a zip your mouth thing. Stop feeding yourself. It just takes willpower. When I used to train, people and they want to lose weight, I'd say, okay.
Well, Kevin, I mean, I can't do this, man. It's just tough, man. When food comes to food, and I go, yeah, well, you show up to work every day, don't you?
You show up, do you go to work every day?
Yep.
Do you show up on time or are you late? I'm on time. Okay. So you have the willpower to make something happen. What's your motivation for showing up to work on time? If I don't show up to work on time or if I'm late more than three times, I get on warning. If I'm late again, I get, you know, written up. I, you know, get suspended. And if I'm late the next time, I get fired. Okay, so there's parameters around this that you follow. So if you had parameters, if I said the next bite of unsaturated fat that you take, it will kill you, would you eat it? You know, I tell people treat losing weight like a job. Treat exercise like a job. Don't start your job until you begin your exercise. And so, oh, Kevin, by the time I get to work and then when I get off work, I'm so tired. I go, okay, then let's extend getting off work. Let's add 30 more minutes of getting off work to when you get home and hit the treadmill. That's when work ends. Change the way you think about it. But no, Abraham just wants you to change the way you think about fat people. Don't have them think about themselves and say, you know what, I can do better, I can be better, I can, you know, find that level of satisfaction. Oh, and let's let Hollywood tell us it's okay. My 600-pound glorious life. Have you seen this show? This morbidly obese woman, and they glorify you. You think this chick is a runway model. I'm not telling you you can't be happy and be fat, but there's a limit. There's a limit. Abraham, they say, proudly displays her body on her LinkedIn profile so prospective employers know whom they are considering hiring. The idea of this bill that they're wanting to pass, folks, is to make the obese a protected group. Groups that include race, gender, religion, and disability. And not surprisingly, believe it or not, the report suggests that COVID lockdowns increased obesity and people because people were forced to stay home. And I have no doubt that there are going to be studies done that link obesity directly to COVID as they continue to steal taxpayer money based on that ruse. And you know who they say the obese are in America? 40% of the people, they say, are obese. Now, Joe Biden just changed the BMI, so people wouldn't be considered fat anymore. So there's already sort of a problem there. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said of the bill, we should never treat people differently because of their weight. And this guy ran for mayor of New York, had lost 35 pounds, and ironically joked last week, even when I was heavier, I was still a good-looking guy. See, he's telling you the irony. He's telling you, even when I was fat, I had it going on. So maybe it's more of an attitude. Maybe it's more of, you know what? Stop worrying about what other people think about your doggone weight, and you just feel good about who you are. But no, we've got to create more what they like to call intersectionality and add to the aggrieved classes. So now, fat people, your choice. To feed or not to feed, that is the question, and we have to deal with it in society because you can't make a decision to keep your doggone mouth shut and stop eating after 8 o'clock at night or snacking throughout the whole doggone thing, not exercising, not paying attention to your trans fats and your non-trans fats, your LGBT fats and other fats you got, and we have to bear the wrath of it. We have to change the way we think about you. You know, and if you're a scientist or a chef or my dry cleaner or my kid's coach or whatever, for the most part, I don't care. If you can do the job, I don't care if they have to wheel you to the job. But I do care when it matters. And you're not going to change my mind or perception about what I feel when I see somebody obese where I don't think it fits. There's nothing that's going to change my mind about that. If I see a fat dude flying an F-18, I'm going to wonder, have we lowered the standards in the military? Every time I think about this, I think of, what are they going to think of next?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.